Woodworking traditionally is not a women's field, especially among women of color. But one Milwaukee native is defying the odds. She's setting up shop, including her own sawmill, in the Harambe neighborhood. And as WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learns, this tale of a giant career shift is resulting in multiple positive ripple effects.
I first met Tonda Thompson at Forest Home Cemetery in Arboretum in Milwaukee's Near South Side. The sprawling resting place, founded in 1850, has, as its name proclaims, a magnificent tree canopy. Naturally, some succumb to storm or age, resulting in a mountain of felled or fallen trees tucked at the back of the cemetery. Thompson can't wait to start milling the stuff.
These cool pieces over here, we make really cute tabletops. Just chop, 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 chop. At least 14.
Forest Home offered her as much as she'd like. Thompson just has to figure out how to transport the urban wood. Driving back from her inspection, I began to learn how adept she is at pivoting. Thompson tried her hand at furniture making because she needed a sturdier table.
At the time my son was 3, he wanted to be Mickey Mouse, and he stood on a glass table and almost broke it. Not to shame Walmart, but if I buy a table from Walmart, my son will break it.
Her life couldn't have been more removed from carpentry. Thompson was a model, took her talent to Los Angeles. She eventually became a skilled photographer and videographer, and much more. To build that sturdy table, Thompson turned to YouTube.
I posted the table online. About 10 days later, I had about 10 orders.
Orders continued to flow in. Thompson's business, She Slangs Wood, was born from her growing skill and determination. A local TV station picked up the story, followed by a national talk show host.
So I guess Kelly Carson was watching one day and saw my story and said, hey, bring her on. So that's what I heard.
That was almost exactly 3 years ago. As her business started taking flight, Thompson brought on high school apprentices, starting from Bradley Tech, of which she's a proud graduate.
These are young women with full carpentry skills, finish and construction carpentry, that are out there right now. And I'm pretty sure they probably brag about it now.
She also works with Mesmer High School students. Last winter, a dozen showed up every school day at 7:45 a.m. sharp to learn to build her signature table that easily converts into a bench.
Let's get Jay caught up. So Jay, we're going to start with C first.
Okay.
You're going to make sure that C is flushed on each angle on this side, okay?
Mesmer's principal, Shanora Staten Jordan, says the student showed no interest in woodworking until Thompson came on the scene.
When they hear that one of the best do it in Milwaukee is here and she's going to teach a class, then they wanted to join. And I think they've all have now discovered that they can do this, and maybe this is something that they can do after high school.
Thompson intends to bring on a fresh batch of apprentices, but right now she's busy putting finishing touches on a building just 2 blocks from where she grew up in the Harambe neighborhood. Originally home to a German bakery, the 1910 structure stood vacant for the last 20 years.
It was an eyesore to the community. It was a place of nuisance, but now it's a place of encouragement.
Today, natural light pours through large windows, showing off her finished furniture, along with the work of neighborhood artisans who make quilts, candles, and more.
The Harambe in the River West neighborhood is full of makers. Why not put their items in this place too?
Stepping through a door, you find Thompson's fully equipped shop, where she can create and nurture young people to do the same. Behind the building stands her first load of huge logs from Forest Home Cemetery.
I'm actually at the point where I've caught up with projects and I can actually start building the shed next week.
The shed will be home to Thompson's sawmill that up until now has lived in her garage. Thompson takes a minute to reflect.
The building skills, I never knew I had it until 4 years ago. I would never thought I'd be in this space on this journey 4 years ago.
Thompson hopes to demonstrate. She's done it. And her community can too.
Teaching people how to have confidence in who they are and what they're doing, and you can accomplish anything.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.